Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Jesus, from the very beginning and onset of his ministry, is trying to help us understand is his work, his life is essentially one of liberation and social justice.
Justice doesn't need an adjective. Justice is justice.
The good news of Jesus is defined by equality, radical equality and inclusion.
In biblical justice, the principal concept is not human rights. It's divine righteousness.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Why are we here? And I know you've asked that question. Why are we here? Two words, handsome Jimmy Hicks. I think I'm a little off on my math. This is Wretched Radio. Why, oh why, Jimmy, did you put Ben Shapiro into my... What is this called where I push a button and it makes the video play?
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Don't you worry. Leave the driving to us. We are radio professionals. My computer, I guess that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
that complicated word, computer. Why did you put Ben Shapiro in here?
Now, I thought it was interesting. He appeared before Congress a couple of weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you that I put it in there, but he made some interesting comments.
Okay, you're loading a gun for me, aren't you? Now, see, I thought you maybe put it in here because it's like chum. Because anybody who goes up against Ben Shapiro, like a wood chipper, he just goes through him. This was a Swalwell.
Eric Swalwell from California.
He brought him in, and it was about the Project 2025 business, apparently. So you're saying you put this in because we affirm everything Ben said?
Well, you tell me.
So you're setting me up to be a Swalwell, is what you're doing. All righty then. If Jimmy ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. So we'll play it.
How about banning the abortion pill? That's part of Project 2025. Do you support that part?
I think that that's a state-by-state issue on a personal level.
Okay, disagree with that. Okay, great. What are we, 4 seconds into it? No, it's not a state. Yeah, I mean, obviously, states are going to have different laws on the subject, but we have federal laws on moral issues that we have come to a consensus on in this country. For instance, you can't decide to have slaves in your state. You can't decide to murder or sexually assault somebody in your state. There are federal crimes. Why we don't want, as pro-lifers, and Ben Shapiro says he is, why don't we want a federal ban? Unless, of course, it's political expediency.
I'm a fully pro-life person, which means that I'm not in favor of the distribution of the abortion pill.
Banning same-sex marriage. What about that part?
I am in favor of traditional marriage between a man and a woman, and I'm perfectly fine with anyone having any sort of voluntary sexual arrangement they seek. That's a different thing from whether the government should attach benefits to that personal relationship.
Okay, Jimmy, this is... just all a little sideways here. And okay, perfectly fine. If he by that he simply meant it shouldn't be a crime, that's one thing. But to say it's perfectly fine, not as Christians. We do want what is best for people. We do have a concern for people's eternal soul. And if they're living in sin, it is our responsibility to lovingly point it out. You're living in sin. We should be able to say that, can Ben?
But you think it's a sin to have same-sex marriage?
I mean, I'm confused. Are you asking me as a religious Jew what I think about biblically?
I'm just asking, is it a sin to be gay?
Is it a sin to be gay? I mean, how long do we have here? 2 minutes? I mean, if the basic idea is that sexual orientation is up for government regulation, I'm not in favor of the government regulating the private consenting sexual activity of adults. That is
okay. So he believes one thing, government should do another thing. Because if we believe that it is a sin, I'm not saying we should become theonomic. What I'm saying is we should want people to not be able to do something that is so bad for them.
Different thing, once again, from whether the government ought to engage in actual benefits for particular sexual arrangements that adults make.
But again, just you to me, is it a sin or not?
From a religious Jewish perspective, orientation is not a sin, but activity is.
Hold on. From a Christian, that isn't even correct Jewish. God judges the heart, even in the Old Testament. He searches a man. He knows our thoughts. This is not a New Testament concept. It's an Old Testament concept that how we think and even our orientation. Even if not acted upon, if the orientation is sinful, then the orientation is, you know, sinful. And we want to help people understand that. Furthermore, I don't know what Ben is going to say because Jimmy set me up for something here. Don't we want people to have hope? Don't we want people to not be defined by sexual activity? Isn't there something more lofty and transcendent for a person other than carrying the moniker of what your sexual preference is? This was the issue that was going on. The Presbyterian Church was involved. Presbyterian Church America was involved in this. And I think now they've repudiated the idea that orientation is okay as long as you don't act on it. Resolve. What was the name of that conference that was happening that tried to be a little bit more inclusive for people who were gay? Do you remember it, Jimmy?
Yeah, I do. Hold on just a second, and I'll tell you exactly what the name is,
Todd. In the meantime, I'll get into hotter water with Ben Shapiro.
Also the same perspective of most major religions, so far as I'm aware.
Okay. And how about cutting Social Security? Do you support that part of 2025?
Jimmy, is it all politics after this?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm done. All right, what was the name of that conference? Revive, Resolve, Refute, Rebel.
I believe it was Revive.
Revive?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Google it.
I'm trying to.
And it was held initially in a Presbyterian America church, and that it caused all kinds of kerfuffle. And I think overall, the Presbyterian Church America said, no, orientation is still something. We won't do that with any other sin. I've got a rapist orientation, but I don't act on it. Well, you still got to get rid of it, or you got to mortify it. You got to kill it. Why? Because it is sinful itself. I know acting on it and feeling it are two different things, but we are called to have mastery over every orientation in our life. I'm a murdering Christian. I don't do it, but that's my orientation. It just feels weird. Why do we make an exception for sexual attraction? You got it?
I got it.
What is it?
Revoice. Revive. I think Revive, is that what you said? I think that's a Hebrew Roots conference.
Oh, is that right? That was also a song by Anointed. I think that's what they were called. They were good, actually. They hung out with Brian Duncan. It was two women and a guy. Wow, could they sing? I saw them years ago at the Big Voice tour. It was Crystal Lewis. She got a big voice. Brian Duncan, massive voice. And then I think they were called Anointed, and they had a song, Revive Us Again. Would you like me to do the entire song, Jimmy?
Please.
Jimmy ain't going to be happy because I ain't going to do it. The life issue, it is one that we must it is time that we assume the moral lead on the subject, because it's moving away from all political parties. It's not a winnable issue. That's not the point. We can't be more quiet and mum on the issue because there might be an election involved. We've got to speak out. Abortion is a sin. Marriage, it's a big deal because it's God's deal. Sexual orientation is still a big deal, and we need to continue speaking on those things. Read an interesting article from John Stone Street. It looks like he published this in Crosspoint, which is a combination between Crosswalk and Breakpoint Ministries, Chuck Colson's organization, talking about a New York Times short film dramatizes the struggles of abortion clinic workers and patients against the supposed scourge of pro-life laws and protesters. Have you heard it? It's just so hard to go to work every day. Those people are out there praying. And John Stone Street is on to them and what it is that they're doing as they go about the business of making pro-lifers the oppressors. You know how that works with critical theory. You're the oppressor. You are automatically the bad guy. Why are they resorting to that? It is because they have lost the scientific, the natural law argument, certainly the biblical argument. They have nothing. in their holster. So what do they pull out to shoot at us? Critical theory, you're an oppressor. So here's from this short film from the New York Times called Contractions. These are staffers. Quote, your character gets attacked just going into the building to do your job. In other words, this one feels guilty. But do you hear the language? I'm feeling attacked. Quote from another. So many freedoms are being taken away every day. Uh-oh, pro-lifers are oppressors. I feel like I'm on the new Underground Railroad, said a patient. These change it, said a patient who identifies as a woman of color. I just read a statistic about deli meat. Yes, I read statistics on deli meat. Apparently, there are some states where people are getting sick from it. And so they've reported how many people got sick. And then they did the percentage breakdown by skin color. What does that have to do with tainted turkey meat? These changes, it's just about control. They're taking our power from us. And then ironically, why do we have to keep proving that we are humans? Well, that's a great question, isn't it? What is the pro-choice movement doing? They're not engaging the argument. Instead, they are whipping out CRT. It's everywhere, isn't it? To make you the oppressor, to make you to stop. But we're not going to. This is Wretched Radio.
Are you terrified of sharing the gospel? Well, just know that you're not alone, which is why we're pointing you to Terrified 2, a powerful DVD resource that equips you with the tools that Jesus himself used to fulfill the Great Commission. It's packed with engaging teaching and real-life examples. Get Terrified 2 today along with the study guide at wretched.org. That's wretched.org, and gain the confidence you need to share the gospel with anyone, even complete strangers.
You're familiar with Tomorrow Clubs. It's a ministry that we have happily lauded over the years. We commend them heartily to you because they are an efficient ministry. They've got the gospel right, and they go to places where the gospel is usually not propagated. And if you want to be encouraged, they just reached 1,000 of these clubs. That's encouraging, and I'd like to encourage you to please consider become a ministry partner to the Tomorrow Clubs. You can learn more at tomorrowclubs.org/wretched, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, I've been thinking, we've got this radical goal of reaching millions all over the world. That's where you come in. Would you prayerfully consider joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Because it could be your support that helps us reach that guy who's about to give up hope or the girl who thinks she's too far gone. Together, we could do something bigger than ourselves. You can get all of the details right now at wretched.org/donate. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Preborn Ministries. Pro-life ministry. Rescuing babies. The war. Let me tell you, it's raging out there. And Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful. Ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched.
All right, all Christian homeschool parents, Sunday school teachers, and group leaders, listen up right now. The Wretched Store at wretched.org has a vast array, that means a lot, of curriculum and study guides that are available to help save your day and your lesson plans. Each guide is packed with everything you need to learn yourself and also teach others. Just visit wretched.org to explore all of the curriculum and study guides we have available. Just shop the Wretched Store today at wretched.org, because look, winging it only works in bird watching.
I know now many wretched people are familiar with the Master's Academy International because you participated in our Bible distribution program to the Philippines. If you're at the internet and you visit wretched.org/pastor, you're going to discover Master's Academy International trains pastors internationally, 19 different locations. Thousands of men, as we speak, are being trained to rightly divide the word of truth. You want to strengthen Christ Church internationally? Please visit wretched.org/pastor. Pastor.
Important dates in Christian history. 1611. The Authorized or King James translation of the Bible in the English language is published. 54 scholars worked for 4 years on the project. the King James Version became the Bible of choice in the English-speaking world for over 400 years. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Well, hasn't Jimmy been a busy boy? This is Wretched Radio. You have more goodies in my computer, correct, Jimmy?
That's right, in your computer.
Why Elon Musk and Jordan Peterson?
Well, I thought that was interesting as well. Those are two very, very bright men, and we like bright men around here.
Don't be tricky with me. You are up to something no good, aren't you?
Am I?
You got me in hot water with people who love Ben Shapiro. Look, I enjoy Ben Shapiro too, but I'm never going to listen to what he says about moral issues without having my discernment radar on high alert. He's an individual who does not know how to read the Bible. He's an individual who doesn't even understand his own system. He's an individual who doesn't have the mind of Christ. So I can enjoy his political stuff, his commentary, his responses to the president dropping out and Kamala Harris and that comedian did something funny. But to take my moral cues from Ben Shapiro, nor Jordan Peterson for that matter. He's fast. Look, you got to have something going on to fill up theaters when people pay like $75, $150 bucks to go see a man talk on a stage. The dude has some sort of magnetism that just makes you want to listen to him. And he is smart, but he too lacks the mind of Christ. Elon Musk, didn't he just do an interview where he talked about why he is so anti-woke? Because his 16-year-old son decided he wanted to be trans. I think that's when the 16-year-old also became a communist. So stuff going on there. But dad was like, okay. And he signed up because otherwise your child's going to commit suicide. And he's realized it's all a lie. And that those statistics that are just out of whole cloth lying. There are no statistics that verify that kids who are struggling with their gender kill themselves because their Christian parents want them to be living comfortably in the body that God designed for them. So that's why Elon Musk is motivated to be so anti-woke. Let's see what he and Jordan had to say.
I'm actually a big believer in the principles of Christianity. I think they're very good.
Okay. This is going to have echoes, I think, of Richard Dawkins. When Richard Dawkins was, hey, I love the idea Christianity. If there's going to be a religion that has some influence, let it be Christianity. It reveals something. They do not understand what Christianity is. These currently are ears that can't hear and eyes that can't see. Jesus talked about this issue. It is repeated more than a worship chorus from Elevation Church. And that's a lot throughout the book of, no, not religion, not outside of the cup. I want your heart. I want your affections. I want your will. I want the totality of your life because I gave my life for thee. And we should respond and say, out of love, we want to live for thee. That's Christianity. It's not a moral system. Oh, it's got that, but that's not its point. The Bible reveals from the jump. God, why do we have this detail in Genesis? So this answer is correct because I asked Ken Ham this. Why did God spend time with human beings in the garden, walking in the cool of the evening? Did he feel lonely that the Son and the Holy Spirit were boring him so he had to go find? No, he's relational. And we see his relationship with his people. We see his relationship with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. We see it with Joseph. We see it with Moses. We see it with the nation of Israel, with King David. God is a relational God. That's what Christianity is about. And that is, I know it's become, cliche. It is about a relationship. The gospel itself is very judicial. By the way, I'm preaching on that subject this Sunday, alpharettabiblechurch.org. The gospel is all about forgiveness of sins, but that's not the end of the gospel. The end of the gospel is that forgiveness of sins and the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ ushers us into a relationship with God. That's what Christianity is. So when I hear somebody like Elon Musk or Richard Dawkins talking about, well, you know, I kind of dig kind of the principles and the values. It's a good system. Well, you don't understand the system at all.
I'm actually a big believer in the principles of Christianity. I think they're very good.
By the way, he doesn't know the principles of Christianity. He may a couple of them, but I bet he rejects a ton of them. How's about gender, sexuality, marriage, abortion? Furthermore, does he realize that the principles of Christianity are perfection? Be ye perfect, even as your Father. Principles, how to live, those are called laws. Those are demands based on God's character and his nature. So when somebody says, I kind of dig the precepts, I don't think that you, without believing and understanding that holistically, the man just doesn't understand Christianity. Wouldn't you love to spend 10 minutes with Elon Musk? Wouldn't you love to spend 10 minutes with Jordan Peterson, Tucker Carlson?
Mm. So in what sense then are you not religious?
What a great question. Wow, that was a really smart question. It was kind of a negative. So you like it. Why aren't you?
Well, so Dawkins just came out 3 weeks ago or thereabouts and announced that he was a cultural
Christian,
right? Let him off the hook. Right? And so the question...
Right, I would say I'm probably a cultural Christian.
Okay, so...
I was brought up as an Anglican and I was baptized.
Okay. But that doesn't get you into the kingdom. What gets you into the kingdom of God? It is not keeping the laws. And that is why I'm going to be preaching on this on Sunday. Every single reformer, every single early church father, they recognized in the parable of the soils that the reason that you had three of the soils that did not receive the seed of the word is because the soil had not been softened. It had not been prepared by the laws. The laws that reveal, whoa, I need a savior. It reveals my malady so that I can seek the cure. That's the purpose of the law. And that you get into the kingdom by being broken, by being poor in spirit, by coming to Jesus and saying, I'm totally bankrupt. I got nothing but bad. Would you have me? Would you take me? Would you let me into your kingdom? That's Christianity. And guess what the king says? Come on in. It's not a, well, as if the kingdom is some sort of castle. And in a couple of places where the soldiers haven't been keeping guard, there's like some holes under the wall and people can sneak in. You got to come through the gate. You got to come through the door. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he joyfully welcomes people who are broken in spirit. Russell Brand appears to be a guy who gets that. Never thought that I would say that sentence. But if you're ever been cheering for somebody who is like a genuine convert, Russell Brand just might be that guy. Listen, this was, I don't know, where did this interview come from, Jimmy? It was being interviewed by somebody. That's close enough. He was interviewed by somebody. Listen to this guy.
If you are a person of faith, then perhaps like me, you will have experienced that there is not really any choice in the matter. There was a series of both personal and public crises that I can talk about at more length and perhaps in a more appropriate forum. But together, they led to, indeed, Brian, the word awakening is perhaps an appropriate one. Beyond the kind of awakening and the sense that that is a movement from somnambulance or dreaming into a state of vivid clarity, there was also this accompanying familiarity that Christ, a figure that I'm so accustomed to that I could easily ignore him, was present and loving and available to me. And that the idea of faith is something that can be practiced in the literal moment. I can move from my self-will, my self-centeredness and my greed as a sinner and a redeemed person, redeemed not by
wow.
any merit of my own or
wow.
any action of my own. But
dude's getting it. Dude's understanding. It's by grace alone.
And the sacrifice that he has made for me, that he
wow.
would have made for me if it was me alone that had ever lived. I like that. clause.
We don't know that that clause is exactly accurate. I know I've heard it, but nevertheless.
But I am freed through this. Similarly, I'm but one of all of the people saved by Jesus Christ. And in this
fraternity,
this family, I feel great relief. I don't want to be in charge of my life no more. I don't want to be my own personal Jesus. I don't want that responsibility. I recognize my fallibility and I recognize the need for Jesus Christ. And when I don't feel the presence of Jesus, I feel it's really, really frightened and afraid. And when I feel him, I feel at great peace and I feel unassailable and I feel that I can move. Do you know what verse I read? Did I mention the other day?
Okay, we get the point. That guy can talk. you put him and Ben Shapiro into a room, you're going to create a black hole. This is a man who appears, we sure do hope, who understands what Christianity is. It's not a cultural thing. It's not a pastiche. It's not a cloth for the outside of the cup. No, Christianity is about forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ so that in order to, it's a henna clause, we might be in a right relationship with God himself. That is Christianity, and you don't get no better than that. Until tomorrow, go serve your King.